From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Steve Hayes, the president and CEO of Visit St. Pete Clearwater. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Abby. Glad to be here.
To say 2020 disrupted tourism is an understatement. So as the tourism authority for St. Pete and Clearwater, how have you transformed your thinking as it relates to priorities to address the current state of the tourism and hospitality sectors?
Well, I think as we move forward through this year and even looking ahead to 2022, you know, we've got to forget kind of what we've done and say, you know what can we do differently? Because I think our industry and our audiences are changing, especially I think as they've adapted to the pandemic and what post-pandemic will even begin to look like. You know, so as an example is where people are coming from, how people are arriving here. Even the types of messaging and the things that we want to position has really to change. And then we're also looking at how do we take a greater role locally to tell about the things that we have here and to help the industry. And the industry is big. So keep in mind, that's everything from hotels to shops to restaurants to attractions, of a variety of different things. So, you know, it's like we almost have to kind of redo a little bit of what we are in order to grow our industry and move forward into the future.
And what are some of the biggest changes that you've identified? St. Pete and Clearwater has the most beautiful beaches in the United States. I'm sure that is still going to be a focus of yours. But what other elements have become either more important or are taking shape this year in light of the pandemic?
Well, let me talk about the beaches, because we were just ranked the number one beach in America by TripAdvisor, number 5 in the world. That was St. Pete Beach, but we've got 4 beaches in the top 25. So the beach message will still stay the same. But I think what changes on that is, you know, we've got 35 miles of beach so that you can spread out. It's not like you have to be on top of everyone while you're here. But I think more importantly is, while we recognize the beaches are huge drivers, as an example, arts and culture, I think, is another element to get people here to our communities. And whether you're going to the Dalí Museum or going to the James Museum of Western Art or the Imagine Museum with glass artists, I mean, it's all of those things combined that give us this unique experience. And I think we have an audience that we can go after that is different. And then the other side, and this plays into the whole being outside, you know, which I think now all of a sudden people are like, hey, what can I do? Well, talk about the biking and the walking, the kayaking, canoeing, water trails, you know, that have all of those things so that you're really experiencing all different levels of the destination.
And a part of that messaging is obviously building consumer confidence and feeling safe while on vacation. How is Visit St. Pete Clearwater addressing safety concerns?
Well, and that's a great question. In fact, we're just starting a campaign that's called Rise to Shine. And part of that is we're asking potential visitors and visitors here to take a pledge. And the pledge basically goes through and says that they will mask up, spread out, hand sanitize, and more importantly, be patient and kind, especially given today's environment. So they go through and take that pledge. We started this at the end of February. Here we are the first week of March, and we've had close to 20,000 people already take that pledge. The other aspect of it is once they take the pledge, they are automatically signed up for the opportunity to win a free return vacation here. Everything including airfare, the hotel, a private beach cabana on a private beach as a way to kind of, you know, explore our area again. But then what we're doing is that in all of that, that Rise to Shine campaign is we're getting that inside businesses. We're getting that inside the, you know, the hotel so that when you do check in, that you know what we're expecting. You know, hey, if you're going to be outside, make sure that you're spreading out. You know, when you go into a restaurant, you may be wearing a mask going in, but once you're seated at your table, then you can take your mask off. It's letting the traveler know that this is what to expect when you get here. And then really relying upon the personal responsibility of our travelers to do the things while they are here. It also shows that from the resident standpoint, that this is what we're telling visitors. So it's really, it's symbiotic, the relationship between residents and the visitors, and that we let everyone know what the expectation is. I think for travelers, knowing that destinations are doing that and they're telling folks about it makes them more likely to come visit us than maybe someplace else.
And let's talk a little bit about those travelers. Florida, traditionally speaking, has attracted lots of international tourists, but obviously this past year changed the way that we travel. What have you been seeing in terms of trends of travelers to the St. Pete Clearwater area, and where are you messaging for people to come?
Well, it's a great question, especially on the international. And, you know, and that makes up roughly about 10 to 12% of our total visitors, but they come at a critical time of the year, especially to the state of Florida, but, you know, specifically here. And I think going forward, there's pent up demand. I mean, and I know we've talked to our reps in Europe as well as the UK. And, you know, what we hear is they're ready to take a trip. You know, if someone gives them the green light, they're on a plane and they're coming. And because they've been saving up, because they haven't been traveling, and there's probably going to be some great values out there, and they've built up this time because they've been working from home or whatever it is, I think they're going to spend more and stay longer in our state when they do come. So, you know, again, we're ready to pounce and get into those markets once, you know, the opportunity presents itself. Domestically, you know, again, for us, we've been doing a lot of marketing into the lower Midwest and into the Southeast, looking at that short drive market, but also looking at that long drive market as well. The other element is, you know, and we're very fortunate to have two airports in this metropolitan area, but Allegiant Airlines flying into St. Pete Clearwater International Airport has nonstops to a variety of markets, and they have been very bullish on the market and getting people to return back to travel. So we're able to go into some smaller cities around the U.S. and get visitation in. So, you know, again, it's just when that messaging needs to take place and then what type of message needs to be out there so that we're not pushing a travel message if there's a market where maybe they're not ready to travel.
Steve, we're now in March, just a couple weeks removed from the historic Super Bowl win in Tampa Bay. Go Bucks. Do you believe that events like this will help expedite the recovery process of the tourism and hospitality sectors? And if so, how so?
Well, so I look at it from this standpoint. I'm going to even go broader than the Super Bowl and the Buccaneers, because that was, I mean, A, that's never happened. So one, to have your own home team in its own Super Bowl and to win it, just, you know, story, you know, fairy tale story. But if you look at sports teams here in the Tampa Bay market, the Buccaneers, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Tampa Bay Rowdies, the Tampa Bay Rays, all of them were either champions of their league or their divisions. And that kind of recognition, I think, just rises everything up for the region as a whole. And so you have those kind of stories that are there. And I use the example of, you know, success breeds more success. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the next thing you know, after the Bucks win the Super Bowl, we find out we have the number one beach in the United States.
Right.
What's next? And then does it give us this, you know, that people looking at this area saying, wait a minute, what's happening there? And we've already got a great vibrant scene, you know, whether you're in our small communities or whether you're in, you know, like in downtown St. Pete or you're out on the beach, wherever, we've already got this vibe. And so I think what's happened is the sports teams have helped tell that story and bring that visibility to us.
And through all these disruptions of the past year, how have you personally transformed?
Well, one of those would be this technology and being able to use that in a way to tell a story. But, you know, I think the other aspect is learning to say, you know, hey, a timeout. Yeah, I might be working from home X amount of days a week, but doesn't mean I work 24 hours from home. So be able to take that time off. The other part, especially when the pandemic started, how many things that I was doing outside, you know, whether it was walking, whether it was biking. And so I think the other thing was when things stopped, it's like you took a breath and you took a pause. And you're able to go through and say, wait a minute, maybe I need to appreciate, you know, more of the things that are out there. And then, you know, from a personal level as well with our kids, we were fortunate to have both of them who are one's in their mid-20s and one's in, you know, 21, be able to spend some time with us and spend, you know, some maybe quality time with them. But it also made us realize that there's family we've missed. So, you know, it's one of those, like, you stop to smell the roses, and this gave you a chance to do that.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.